Thank you very much. I'll tell you a bit about this next tune while Joel's catching his breath here because he was working. Next tune is from a ballet written this year. Last year we had a ballet called Points on Jazz, which toured in the United States, had about 40 performances. This year the ballet hasn't been performed, and I don't think it will be because I use a very different approach to the whole thing, and the dancers find it difficult. I thought it would be fun to have each dancer in a different time signature, and so that if there were three or more on stage, there'd be three or four tempos going on, all different, you know, like a waltz, foxtrot, and then maybe a five going or something, and kind of confused everyone. So anyway, it's out on a record, and maybe that's the only way we'll hear it, not with the ballet. They're not very brave, you know. So it's called Waltz Limp. It's on the last recording, Countdown, along with some of the other themes. But you'll be able to see what's going on by following Joel, being 4-4 jeans and 3-4. And I'll get into some other tempos, maybe. can see why they would have trouble. Right now we'd like to do Tune in 5/4 Time, written by Paul Desmond, that I'm sure you're all familiar with. Take five. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's a tune called The Real Ambassadors. Right now we'd like to feature Eugene Wright on bass, doing a tune from the new show. It's called King for a Day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Joe's gonna get another drum pedal. He just broke this one. We want him to have a new one for the drum solo, or else it's gonna be kind of hard if he gets down there on his hands and knees beating on the bass drum. He'll be back in a second. It's only four flights down this time. The tune he's gonna do, we'll start without him, and then he'll take a nice long drum solo. It's in 5/4 time, and it's from the newest album, Countdown. It's called Castilian Blues, and we'll get into Castilian drums when Joe gets back on stage. We mentioned it's in 5/4 so that you'll know we're not lost. Wait, you didn't have to go far. The idea with these things in different time signatures was to get away from the standard 4/4 things that you may have not been tired of playing or hearing, but we were. Because it looked like all our lives we'd be in 4/4, occasionally 3/4, and it can get tiresome. You know, 20 or 30 years of that is enough. And the African rhythms from which jazz has sprung have very complicated rhythms. They're not stuck in 4/4. And they're so complicated that the musicologists that went there that thought they were in 4/4 were just lost. So they have 5s, 9s, 13s, 17s, and they're about 500 years ahead of what we're doing now. So we decided to try and, in our own way, break out of the prison of 4/4, so we did Time Out album, that you may recall. It had Paul's 5/4 thing, the tune that you've all heard a lot of, Take Five. It had Blue Rondo a la Turk in 9/8, and then we did, of course it had four more other things on the album, didn't get too well known. 3 to Get Ready and 4 to Go was in 3 bars of 4/4 followed by, 2 bars of 4/4 followed by 2 bars of 3/4, which was a dangerous pattern. You could get lost every 4 bars that way. Then we did Time Further Out, which had things in 7 like Unsquare Dance, Raggy Waltz, which was kind of an odd mixture of 2 and 3. Finally we did Time in Outer Space, or Countdown, which we're about ready to do right now. That's the longest I've ever stalled in my life, twice in one night. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll have to tell you good night now. We'll do a very short version of Take Five. The train is about to leave.
Mm-hmm.